takes a vote to slam Iran with sanctions that have a little bit of teeth this time around. But will it actually matter to Ahmadinejad and that country, Tehran, eventually in the end? Will Ahmadinejad back down, in other words? This is the fourth sanction that's been leveled at Iran. Coming up on America Tonight in another 10 minutes, I want you to head to your phone and call this number, 800-259-5791. Now you say why. The reason why is because every single one of us collects something. And since people are pinching pennies, I've seen more garage sales than you can shake a stick at in my neighborhood. And you can actually sometimes pick up some pretty good stuff. The guy to ask about collectibles is Harry Rinker, the guru of collecting things. So if you call him up, he'll be able to tell you what your item, give you a good guess on what it's worth. I have a 1999 Stanley Cup puck signed by Mike Modano, who I think is going to retire this year from the Dallas Stars, and that was the team that he was with. Wonder what that's worth. I just bring up the Stanley Cup because the Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup on Wednesday. In my hometown of Philadelphia, unfortunately, the Flyers tried to fight back, took it to overtime, but they lost 4-3, Game 6, so there was no Game 7. But the city of Chicago excited. It's been 49 years, and I thought it was pretty clever, folks. You know, they have the two lions at the Art Institute there, and they put a big Blackhawk helmet over top of one of the lions. So I give him props for being creative, let's say. Speaking of being creative, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as we sail through some rough waters, let's start internationally for a change. And that's exactly what the U.S. is hoping to do by jumping on this sanction deal with Iran. But my question is, this is the fourth time around. This time, there is some bite to it, but will it really matter in the end? So the Security Council of the UN okayed the sanctions. So what does that mean? It means you have Turkey and Brazil, first of all, that voted against the proposal. But on the other hand, you're targeting squarely this nuclear program that could clip the wings of the Revolutionary Guard when we talk about ballistic missiles and nuclear-related stuff. Because Ahmadinejad continues to insist that they're only enriching uranium, not for nuclear weapons, certainly not. They're only doing that for power. They're all concerned about power, and that's what they've been doing. Unfortunately, no one was able to actually see what they were doing in the one plant in particular. So now what happens in light of this vote? What it means is this is going to be the toughest sanctions ever faced by the Iranian government. And they won't have a lot of places to hide. If you remember, this goes all the way back to 2006. That's how long this has been going on. And it's ridiculous how Iran just thumbs their nose at everything. It hasn't amounted to anything. And they keep insisting, Tehran does, that they're building new nuclear facilities only to come up with power. It's purely peaceful. We're producing nuclear energy. But really, the U.S. and our allies believe, hello, they're trying to produce nuclear weapons. How stupid do they think that we are, or they would have shown us what they were doing? And, of course, they're not doing that. So this is the deal. In a nutshell, I'm going to cut to the chase. This resolution bans Iran from any kind of ballistic missiles capable of delivering nuclear warheads. It just bars them from investment in uranium mining and also from buying heavy weapons, including attack helicopters and missiles. And they'll block it. In other words, they'll block if they try to take the cargo ships, they'll be searched. So there is a full on ban here on the financial side. It calls for countries to block financial transactions, including insurance and reinsurance, and to not license Iranian banks if they have information that provides grounds to believe that the activities could contribute to a nuclear activities. So here's what's interesting. China and Russia have massive money ties to Iran. And we weren't really sure where they were going to go on this, but they are backing, they're backing the resolution. They're backing the idea that, okay, you're going to go after Iran. We're on board with these sanctions. We're going to do it, because it didn't look like they were going to be there. And it's been 5+ months of putting this together, but they are there. So you have U.S., Russia, China, Britain, and France, and Germany isn't a member of the Security Council, but they're part of it, and they've been trying for several years to get Iran into discussions on what they're doing with nukes and what their ambitions are. So this is actually something I could get behind. Whether it stops them or not, and that's a different question entirely, shall we say. But I think that this time around, they're going to feel the bite. They're going to feel it like they haven't felt before. Because more in the past, it's been more about rhetoric. This time, the fact that you can check the cargo ships, the inspections, I think that's huge, because they're going to have to get consent of the ship's flag state. If they've got the reasonable grounds, then they're going to search. And I think financially, it'll probably have a little bit of a bite to Iran. So maybe this works. If it doesn't, you know, something's got to give here. Because I'm so sick of listening to the nonsense that is spewed by Ahmadinejad. Not a big fan of what happens at the UN. As much as they can do some good in feeding the people, they take it back with some of the accusations of the past and, you know, oil for food, we know about that, and some of the other things that have happened over the years out of the UN. It's great for free enterprise between countries, to be honest, but what does it ultimately do to solve dilemmas like the one happening in Iran? That's your bigger question. All right, let's give you something positive here from the beginning, because we're always talking about BP, because this is now, what, day 52, and BP playing down the oil plumes and the oily birds and where the oil's going and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, right from the start, I was going to let you hear the governor of Louisiana, but I'm going to pull back on that for a second to give you kind of a feel-good story. I think this is kind of a feel-good story. How about this man in New York who was freed after, how long was he in prison? I don't know how people, when they do time and they know in their head they are completely innocent of whatever crime it is that they've been convicted of, and for whatever reason, how the evidence was that put them there, how they can't, how they just do not go crazy with rage over finding themselves in this situation. And this guy in New York, he spent 15 years in prison on a murder conviction. So he was freed after the district attorney's office conceded that the case was completely mishandled. And you even had the key witness who had a recount. Give me a break. Stay with us.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Lucky to be joined by the guru of all things collectible here on America Tonight, Harry Rinker. We give out the digits at the top. He is the man to ask about your collectibles. I mentioned that I had that 99 Stanley Cup puck signed by my pal Mike Madonna. It's just worth having it because I know him, I guess. But it's probably not worth very much. Anyway, 800-259-5791. Harry, how are you doing?
Mike who?
Mike Madonna, he's a star player. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, that's one of the things about sports collectibles. It's either the Hall of Fame or nothing.
Yeah.
No, seriously. Yeah, local heroes are local heroes, but the ones that are collectible are Hall of Famers. Not the way it ought to be, not the way it should be necessarily. But, I mean, that's the truth, isn't it?
It is. He is probably a future Hall of Famer. But he's not right now, so it would have to wait. And it's still, he's not...
Mike who?
He is a big name. So it's not worth it now,
Kate,
though.
I think you're too wrapped up in Philly sports here.
No, this guy's... he plays for the Dallas Stars, and he played in Minnesota.
I see. Well, yeah. There's a lot... Says I certainly know, don't...
hey, so,
you know, it's a funny thing. We had an interesting Stanley Cup series here.
Play out.
And you know, today, if you go to a sporting event, whether it's a World Series or thing, you know, what should you be saving? Because everyone is so conscious of long-term collectability that I don't think people throw things out as much anymore.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go down next week. I'm not going to go down. I'm going to go down tomorrow to Reading, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
to Double A Reading. Reading baseball, where you see these guys coming up, where they still will sign stuff for you. Although I've never stood there and had them do it. I watched Jimmy Rollins come through. I watched Darryl Burrell come through. And I'm sure I must have seen many of the great Yankee stars and other stars and teams that Reading played. I just go for the fun of the game. But to stand there and try to say, well, this guy's going to be a role. Now, what I should have done is gone to one of the double-A games when Strasburg played, because I got it
there
that
you go.
Line. I think we're in good shape there.
No kidding. After that National League debut was incredible, yeah.
Well, yeah, but the thing about it is that, you know, there's what did I hear? It's that somebody paid $16,000 for some sports car to that kid.
Oh, that's crazy.
Now, look. You know, that's fine, but this guy isn't Mark McGuire yet and the home run derby and all the rest of this type of stuff for Barry Bonds or whatever. And look what Mark McGuire and Barry Bonds collectibles are worth these days. But the thing about it is that he hasn't proven his worth yet. And this is the thing, you can speculate in all this stuff, but boy, and that's what you're, you know, you spend that kind of, you're speculating, man.
Yeah, you are speculating, there's no doubt.
I mean, that's really, to me, that's an enormous risk.
Yeah, no kidding. You went down a good road here since I opened up with the whole Mike Modano and the puck thing. And sports is like that. What is, there's probably no such thing, but what really holds its value in collecting?
Well, the championship stuff is always good stuff. Now, everyone will save the programs, but save the tickets. You know, the ticket that you were there. That mm-hmm. That's the good kind of stuff. I still think the autograph stuff is there. I had a great thing happen to me. One of my listeners on What You Got, my show on Genesis, sent me a picture, and he had a signed pair of signed Muhammad Ali gloves, a pair of trunks signed by Muhammad Ali and Wally Muhammad, his trainer, and two clip signatures, one by Muhammad Ali and one by the trainer, and a signed photograph, which he got in 1978. At Muhammad Ali's training camp in Deer Lake, Pennsylvania. And when Ali was training in Pennsylvania, he was very generous, you know. That was kind of like a party time up there with Ali. He'd go in the ring, do his shtick, but in the evening, you know, he'd sit around, talk to people. I mean, Muhammad Ali is one of my real heroes in the sense, you know, of handing out signatures and so forth. Well, in the last couple of years, his stuff has skyrocketed. But normally you'd see this collection of stuff and you say to the kid, yeah, well, right, you know, okay, fine, good story. Except
right.
He had pictures taken of himself and Muhammad Ali and he and his dad when they were there.
Wow.
At which point there. And then you get caught up in this interesting thing with sports signatures. If Joe DiMaggio signs a baseball while he played for the Yankees and Joe DiMaggio signed a baseball while he was retired, is one more valuable than the other? Theoretically, the answer is no, because a signature is a signature, but in reality, the answer is yes, just like with presidential signatures. A signature of a president is more valuable if it's on something that was issued during his presidency than before or after the presidency. And this is when Ali was fighting in 78. He'd lost the Sphinx, and he was training to go back and get the title back. It was when he got the title back for the third time. So here it is, this stuff, and it's clean. You know, it's fresh, it's out there. I mean, the provenance is solid. And so if a signed Ali glove, the modern ones, just, you know, Ali sitting down signing a pair of gloves, well, he doesn't sign much anymore, is worth $1,000. This kid's gloves are worth $5,000 to $10,000.
Wow, that
yeah.
is cool.
Yeah. It was one of those wonderful questions you'd love to answer because you could say, oh, well, man, there's good news here, I'll tell you.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, speaking of that, we don't want to shut anyone out. If you want to get in, jump on
oh,
it
yeah,
quick.
Oh, yeah, we should say that, right? The whole reason I'm here is to take calls
that's
from
okay.
your listeners.
People love our conversations. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Is the Ali thing, I mean, I love Muhammad Ali, too. I grew up in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and
yep.
He used to live in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And as a little kid, a little girl, I had kind of a brush with him when we were in a store, and just the greatest, you know, that's all we
well,
heard about
you,
with
you,
Ali.
You know, my attitude about this is the stars of the sports, and Cal Ripken was a great example of this. They're ambassadors for the game. And, you know, when you went to Baltimore, Cal Ripken would come out a half an hour before the game started and sign autographs for people. But what he did was he didn't sign up for the adults, sign up for the kids. You know, you were a kid, you took your paper, pencil, or whatever you had down outside the dugout. He'd sign it for you. He was a little more cautious with the adult stuff, only because, unfortunately, most of it wound up on eBay the next day or whatever happened to it. But I have a Muhammad. I was at a book signing convention years ago, And Muhammad Ali had just published a book. And there, you know, for 45 minutes, you get a book, you stand in line, and they'll sign it. Now, signers are very fast. They can sign 200-300 books in 45 minutes. Muhammad Ali was racked with pain at the time. And the 45 minutes were up, and he signed about a third of the books. Now, he could have gotten up and walked away, as almost anybody else would have. Doesn't he say to his people, set a table along the side. If these people are willing to wait in line, I'll stay here as long as they're willing to wait and sign every book in the book. And he did. 2 hours later, he left.
Wow.
Now, I have to tell you, you want to say something about things that build a character, Ben? I would get rid of almost every other signed book I own before I got rid of that one.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's got nothing to do with value. It has to do with the man that signed the book. I mean, just fascinating guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No kidding. I completely agree with that. Harry, if people want to, let's tell them about the mailbag.
Well,
find this kind of stuff.
One of the things we like to do here on America Tonight is have you email your question to me, and that way I'll do some research work, and then when I come back on again, I'm on the second and fourth Thursday of every month. Send it to Harry L. Rinker, HARRYLRINKER, Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. Start your email, however. I listen to America Tonight and give us the name of your radio station. That way I know to put it in the America Tonight mailbag, which is empty at the moment, actually, so we could use some letters in the mailbag. It's Harry L. Rinker, HARRYLRINKER, at AOL.com.
All right, Harry, excellent. Hopefully we'll get some letters in the mailbag. I'll pump it up during the week, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
And watch out for those signed hockey pucks, kid.
I will. They have to become Hall of Famers, I agree. Take care.
Goodbye, Gil.
Bye-bye. We're going to jump back into the oil spill, but it is a good reminder, and a lot of you have called up after Harry's left and sent me notes and stuff, and if you can't get to him when he's on the air because you forget the day and stuff, send me a note and I'll make sure I ask him your question too. That's another thing that we can do. So you just send that to americatonight.net. But he comes on with us, as he said, twice a month, and the guy has like 7 or 8 books out, and he really knows his stuff when it comes to anything, whether it's furniture, stamps, coins, whatever you collect. If you wanted to get a real sense of what your stuff could be worth, call us when he joins us on the show, so that this way, if you go out and sell it, you know you're getting a fair value for whatever it is. All right, more on BP. What does the governor of Louisiana have to say about the equipment issues? You'll find out in just a few.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today. When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is customer service. How may I help you?
I'd like to cancel my order for your super skincare formula.
And why are you canceling?
Honestly, I found a product that really works.
Can I ask what it's called?
It's called Night Skin. It's the only cream I found that helps fade age spots on my skin.
Really?
And Night Skin supports the production of natural collagen. My face looks amazing.
Maybe you can tell me how to get Night Skin.
Before you spend tons of money on so-called quick-fix skin creams, try Night Skin. Night Skin is a scientifically formulated anti-aging cream made by Dr. Arthur Perry, an award-winning Harvard-trained plastic surgeon. For a limited time, he's offering a free sample of Night Skin to new customers. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free sample per household. Call now and try Dr. Perry's Night Skin free. Call 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Virgins, political virgins, Meg Whitman and Carly Fiorina, both challenging the Dems, some iconic Democrats in California, actually. We'll dive into the whole theory of what's going on now with females in politics coming up in our next segment. But before we get to that here on ATN, it is day 52, sadly. You know, it's almost like that Iran hostage crisis. Remember that? It made Ted Koppel famous. What was it? Late 70s. And that's the whole thing behind Nightline. Come on, day, whatever, day, go through the days. And here we are, day 52 in the oil spill. Now we're starting to see more of the pictures from the Gulf of the people crying and upset because they've lost their jobs, at least for now. And you've got the birds and people at the bird sanctuaries that are the setup sanctuaries that are volunteering and trying to help however they can and all of that. And we talked about that on a previous show. But in looking at what's going on now with BP, why do we keep coming back to the same thing? The poor governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, it's like we could take this piece of sound that you're going to hear from him and just roll it over and over again, because he's been saying the same thing since day three of the oil spill. What is it that they need help with? It's the obvious stuff, and why aren't they getting it? Here's the guff.
We simply cannot wait. You know, we've been told to wait for more skimmers. We've been told to wait while cleanup workers would come out with absorbent pads. At one point, they said they'd be wiping each blade one at a time. But the problem is, you can see this oil up here in the wetlands. This oil is already doing damage.
Yeah, so that's it. It's too late. It's already 20 miles back into the wetlands, to be exact. So the same equipment, the same stuff that he's been asking for, they're not getting. And this part I don't understand for the life of me. There has to be a way to get skimmers. There has to be a way to get the various things that they need, those kind of things, down to the wetlands, down to the parts of Louisiana where they're being slammed by this spill. I mean, these photo ops by the president and anybody else, who cares? That doesn't matter. It's about getting the equipment there. That would be better. It'd be better for the president to show up with a cavalcade of trucks and have the equipment that they need. Something a little bit more than the politicians who are getting in front of microphones and they're screaming angry things at BP, because that doesn't help. That's not helping the Gulf Coast people who are starting to get rocked by this. And I'll tell you, the guy squarely responsible for this, because if you look at the government side of it, and I do, the corporation, I mean, you're going to rely on the corporation to clean everything up, to do what they should do to help whatever it is, the birds, the cleanup, all that stuff. How about the government? If they had been all over any of the oil companies about the backup safety things, which wouldn't have amounted to very much money compared to now what we're seeing, then perhaps this wouldn't have happened. So here's more of the excuses and nonsense from the Interior Secretary, Ken Salazar.
There is a panoply of safety measures which are significantly enhanced from what had existed in the past that are being already implemented as we speak. It was the president's directive that we press the pause button. It's important for all of you on this committee to know that word. It's the pause button. It's not the stop button.
All right, so in pausing the button and stopping the button, what he's talking about is the moratorium on drilling. Because then first, okay, it's going to get lifted, and now forget about it. So here's the interesting side of the story that not too many people are talking about. We keep talking about BP saying, look, we're going to pay everything that we're responsible for. We're going to give people the checks. We're already giving money out, and we're going to continue to do that. But one thing that the government wants to happen that I think BP will not pick up on is guys like Salazar are, because they're feeling the heat from other oil companies who say, listen, with this moratorium and this pause button nonsense, we've got thousands of people that are out of work because they're not on the rigs. They're not doing what they would normally be doing, drilling. So the Interior Secretary told the Senate, when he jumped in front of the Senate, that he's going to ask BP to repay all of the money, all the salaries of any workers laid off because of the moratorium on deep water exploratory drilling that the government imposed right after the spill, saying that this has to be part of what BP pays for. Now, they're not paying, I don't know, BP has said, look, we're paying, as I mentioned, we're paying for the cleanup, the direct damages, people affected by the spill, like the fishermen, the shrimpers. But the moratorium was something the government decided to do. So if I'm a lawyer for BP, I'm sorry, if everybody hates the two dreaded letters, it doesn't matter. I'm going to say, well, that's what the government decided to do. We didn't tell them to close down other operations because, sadly, we had this spill. So they're not going to pay that. Are you kidding me? There's no way they're going to pay that. So the people are just plumb out of luck. I mean, I hate to go all negative, but Salazar, inept, clueless when it comes to what he needs to be doing with this spill. And right from the get-go, he was. The government has been so incompetent on this whole thing and the whole cleanup of the spill, especially in the very beginning. And that's when you have to get to them. That's when you have to get to a spill or whatever else. I mean, in the end, now running back, blaming BP after weeks and weeks of not doing that, of not showing up, at this point, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's too late. The crisis is just mounting. It's getting worse. But when something had to happen in the very beginning, in the first couple of days, in the first week, where were the skimmers? Where was the help? I mean, this inept inexperience is really coming through. And because he's the guy, the Interior Secretary, I'm blaming a ton of this on him. This is when you're supposed to shine. This is when you're supposed to, quotes, if you're about government and you're working for the people, then, and for goodness sake, when your office basically minerals management bringing in the second most money besides the IRS, you need to step up to the plate and you need to do more than just swing. You need to connect. And they have not connected. This is ridiculous. You know, I said coming up we're going to talk about the women who just had a good run, at least in the Republican primaries in California and in some other places too. I think you're going to see some big changes after these midterm elections. I think you're going to see some switches in the incumbents who initially thought they were going to get back in. They're going to have an uphill battle, and we're only talking till November, because I have never seen people this frustrated. And the BP thing just adds to that. And it's just more fuel thrown on top of the already raging fire of disgust that it's not just conservatives, it's not just Republicans, it's not just Tea Party folks. No, it's the left of left liberals that you could possibly find. I mean, everybody finds something very, very wrong with what's happening, and it's easy to uncover. You don't have to be Inspector Clouseau to see what's happening. BP can't be responsible for all of the things that have happened in the past couple of months, and they're not. They're not responsible for the ridiculous stimulus and the faux pas and the wasted money that has been thrown at us in several directions. The deficit is outrageous, and it scares people to death. I honestly, the country is getting bankrupted, and BP could be a little bit of a distraction, but once again, the government dropped the ball on the handling of that, too, so you have to put that on the side of the ledger of incompetence the way they did it. So now you've got this moratorium, and BP it doesn't matter. There's no way that they're going to pay for all the other people who are out of work on other rigs. They're not going to do it. So these fire booms, where are they? Where are all the things that they should have had? That especially, I know the Valdez was a tanker, but all of that kind of opened the eyes, let's say, of some people. Remember, the Oil Pollution Act, the Valdez was in 89, the Oil Pollution Act was 1990, and that was created because of the Valdez. And there is something that somebody pointed out to me that is in the OPA, and one of the sentences in it says, it is the president's responsibility. So this administration can't hide from this. The law clearly even states it, and I think BP could easily go after the government, too, in a showdown in a courtroom, and if they decided to sue, they may have some grounds to do so. Wouldn't that be a switch? I don't think they will, but stay with us. Mailbag next.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver.
liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend, cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor, no one's ever gonna keep me down again, oh yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain, if I pay the price, but look how much I gain.
Tuesday's primaries, ladies' night. So we thought we'd dig a little Helen Reddy out of the closet. Good job on Donovan Madsen's part. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So here's the scoop. There were a couple of ladies that delivered. Of course, they spent big bucks, at least one of them did, on her campaign so far. But both have massive business backgrounds. You know who I'm talking about. Carly Fiorina, who is the former CEO of Hewlett-Packard, now takes on Barbara Boxer for the Senate seat, one of the Senate seats in California. And Fiorina is saying that Boxer is on the very fringe of American politics. Boxer, the most liberal, probably, senator, I said this before, in the Congress. So she spent like $7 million on the primary, did win the Republican primary, and here's a little react afterwards.
Barbara Boxer said that she would welcome a debate. Well, here's what I say, Barbara. Bring it on anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, be curious to see, because Boxer's been around for a long time, and she absolutely has her supporters. So it'll be a big fight to the end, I think, between these two ladies. And then Meg Whitman. She was the former CEO of eBay, and she spent, check this out, $70 million. $70 million. What a war chest to try to win over the Republican voters in California, and she did do that. She's pretty happy afterwards, spent a lot of time even going door to door, shaking hands, kissing babies, doing all the stuff that you do when you run for office. And here's what she said.
This has been a tough primary, but you know what the good news is? I am battle tested.
True. And, you know, they're not the only ones. Like Blanche Lincoln is somebody that we talked about. She was in the runoff election, and she was one of the few incumbents, too, actually, that stuck. So she was able to fend off the attacks. And then you've got this new phenomenon, the Tea Party, still taking shape. And in Nevada, you have a Tea Party candidate woman who is gearing up for a big good old boy fight against Senator Harry Reid. Now, this is a guy who has been around for a very, very long time, and it looked like he was going to have trouble, whoever it was that was going to mount an attack against him. And I'll tell you what, the evidence is pretty clear that this is going to be a fight down to the very end. And the Tea Party favorite is Sharon Angle. In the Republican primary, she wins. So now it's going to be toe-to-toe with Harry Reid. But what kind of opposition, what kind of things will she have to deal with? And trust me, in the game of politics, especially with the way the world is now, with social networking, it's easy to dig things up. And they're digging things up on her rapidly, because Reid's backers, of course, are spending a lot of money on this, but I still think that there'll be a push for her. And Harry Reid has a lot of people furious with what happened with health care reform, people in Nevada who weren't excited about that, and then the illegal immigration deal also upsetting a lot of people in Nevada. And remember, that's a state where we've had people on. In fact, we had somebody on last week talking about short sales in the real estate market in Las Vegas, and how this was a great thing for people that could snap them up, because it was so bad with how many foreclosures there were and all the problems they've had in the housing industry in that city, one of the worst ever. Now, like I said about digging things up, I mean, this is a male candidate, and it's interesting to see where the women come into play. And now I think what we've seen is it was more about gender than anything else, at least in these primaries. And probably with the two women that we let you hear from, they're on the Republican side of things. You know, they have serious business backgrounds that appealed, I believe, to a lot of the voters. So there was a guy that we talked about from Columbia, South Carolina, this unemployed veteran who shocked everyone by getting the Democratic nod. His name is Alvin Green. He didn't raise any money. He didn't have a website, nothing, and nobody knew anything about him. And he's going up against a better known legislator, Vic Rawl, who was actually preparing for the general election. And the thought is, the Democratic Party said they believe it was just an alphabetical problem, that people went down and just voted for Green and didn't know anything about him. He was considered such a long shot that his opponent didn't check his background or check anything out about him, didn't think anything was going to happen there. And then sure enough, he ends up winning, that the Democratic Party chose this Alvin Green. And they're saying they have to stand behind their choice. But here's what's happened. Court records were dug up that show Green was arrested back in November and charged with showing obscene internet photos to a University of South Carolina student, then talking about going to her room at a university dorm. He was charged with procuring or promoting obscenity, that's what they called it, and he could actually face up to 5 years in prison. He hasn't entered a plea and he hasn't had to enter a plea yet or be indicted, but to be indicted. But wow, and he is the Democratic nominee for this seat in South Carolina. Well, I think it's pretty obvious that he's not going to win that race. Oh, how crazy is this? And it was a 19-year-old sophomore at the school that said she called the police after he sat down next to her at a computer lab and asked her to look at a screen and showed her a pornographic website. Oh, boy, you know the Democrats are just fuming over this. And here's the thing. Who's this unknown guy now with this crazy thing in his background that was dug up? Who's he going to go up against? Well, think about it. Jim DeMint, who has plenty of money, almost $4 million to win a second term. I don't think there's any doubt that he's going to win, but it does show that the Democrats must not have a very deep bench in South Carolina. That really, honestly, this is their best shot. This is the best that they could come up with. I mean, are you kidding me? And it's a guy who went after a 19-year-old to show her some pornographic material, you know, came up to her at the university. Now all this stuff is coming up. Wow. I mean, it went so far that she was stunned. She couldn't believe it. She identified him from a photo lineup and then realized when somebody asked her, he was running for office. And then she finds out that he won the party's nomination. And what was he even doing on the campus in the first place? And now he's representing the Democrats. Wow. I mean, that's all I can say. It has to be one of the craziest things. You'd have to believe that they're asking him to withdraw because of the criminal past with his felony charges. I can't imagine that sticks, even though they said originally, hey, we're standing by our man. We're not going to step aside from him. As you read more about the story, I can't imagine that they can stand by him. You know what they say about politics and strange bedfellows and all of that sort of thing. If you have any thoughts about the show, please shoot them to me or send them to me at americatonight.net.